Yeah, the stock market and the precious metal sector, yeah, it's diverged now for four consecutive sessions. And it's been led by the miners. On Monday, gold was down like 14 bucks and the miners were up. And then all of a sudden, gold reversed.
Yeah, and then gold reversed. But like, this is
But
just
there's
kind
just
of the
no
same
volume. I
stuff.
mean,
Yeah.
it could really go either way, but it's so deeply oversold. It's set up for a slingshot move. And a catalyst for a slingshot move would be another really shitty non-farm payrolls report.
Thanks. I feel like we pointed to these over and over and over again, and
I know.
they just like, I don't know. We're depending on one news event, a non-farm payroll report to drive. Like it could bring in some buying. I don't disagree with you on that, but look at how washed out like GDX and stuff is. Like
I know.
it
That's
needs
the thing. It's set
50,
up for a
100%.
slingshot move here. Because everybody out there's black bearish. All these analysts are saying GDX is going to 26, GDXJ is going to 35. Even I've mentioned that. And the BPGDM went below 20% today.
Yeah, that's a good indicator to watch just for market breadth and, like, just how bombed out it is. So I guess it's technically ready for a reversal.
Yeah,
It
and if you
can
take a
take
look at the
four.
commitment of traders report, the bullish speculative position has dropped by more than 50% in the last 2 weeks. I mean, the bearish side of the boat is loaded.
Yeah, but we like that's what has me discouraged though, is that we were in a bull market, but all
Yeah.
the data that we're seeing right now is not a bull market. And how
Yeah.
long did we have to grind out that non-bull market to finally get a bull market, right? And
Yep.
it's just like yes, I realize that it's washed out, but fuck, it can stay washed out for a while.
Yeah.
But I think the larger context of the bull market's still in place, Corey. So, like, the difference was when we were washed out before, people were still trying to prove that it was, even though it looked like it was after 2015, 2016, and that first move, and then it pulled back for 2017, 2018. There were still a lot of doubters. And then it took away all doubt in 2019 and 2020. So, the longer term bull market is still in, it has not broken down yet.
Oh yeah, phase two started in late 2015, early 2016 for sure, and it's still in an uptrend. It's still in a phase two bull market, absolutely.
The thing I'm really worried about too, though, is if we take this into the big context of things, and if we actually remove the COVID washout and the COVID pop after that washout, GDX, GDXJ is below where they were pre-COVID.
Oh yeah, they're
So
both
that means we've gone
GDX and
nowhere in a
GDXJ are
year.
actually below where they peaked when
Yeah.
gold peaked at 1375 after that initial pop in 2016.
We're trending sideways. We're digesting a big move. It's gone on a lot longer than anybody thought, me included. Like, I can't believe how long this has gone on, but doesn't necessarily mean it's a bear market yet. It's bearish and it's a corrective move. There's no doubt about it, but it's
No, it's a bear move inside of a secular bull market. I
correct.
mean, absolutely, it's just consolidating. I mean, just pull back and look at the monthly gold ch chart. It's corrected 20%. Big deal after making an all-time high. But the miners are saying no, gold's going to go down to 1500. That's
Yeah,
what the
that's the
miners are
thing.
saying.
Miners
I
doors.
think they're wrong.
And if gold went down to 1500, I would think, okay, maybe that was it. But I would find that very surprising to go down that low. Maybe the low 1600s, but even then, it's not over.
Yeah, I don't see a catalyst for that. I don't. I think the only catalyst for that would be the stock market to turn around here and continue to zoom up and make all-time highs. And I don't see that.
Which would destroy the Dow gold ratio or the gold Dow ratio at that point. Yes.
Right. But I think, like I mentioned, after the Agnico Kirkland merger, I think people are looking at overvalued tech stocks tanking here and saying, you know what? We got to rotate some of that into gold miners.
I will believe it when I see them do that, but I hope that you're right.
I think it started. I mean, look what happened when the high-profile merger of Barrick and Randgold was announced. That started to happen. Remember, we had taper talk, we had the market start to correct really hard, and we saw rotation right after that merger was announced. It basically notified generalist investors, hey, we need to take a look at the mining sector. And they started to rotate out of tech stocks into miners. And that marked the major low after a 2 year consolidation of that 2016 move.
Yeah, and during that consolidation, everybody thought this bull market's never going to start, and they didn't believe that that was the start of it, and they were all in the dumps about it. Remember 2018? Everybody was ready to, like, jump off the ledge there,
Oh yeah.
and so I think we're seeing a similar kind of digestion.
And also here's another chart to take a look at. Take a look at the Barrick chart going back to the 2016 low. It makes a major low every 2 years. It made a major low in 2016, in 2018, and it looks like in 2021 at around 18. If it breaks that 18 level on a weekly closing basis, I think it has a chance to go down to 16. But the sector is so washed out here, I think it bottoms there. I mean, it's on its uptrend.
Yeah. Well, I need to go pick up Gigi. Why don't you guys record something? You guys can do it. You guys can be like, I'm just going to come in and be the negative Nancy in all of it. So you guys can be...
Well, we need that to push back on our bullishness.
Put out something. Put out... Come on. Be bullish. Go be bullish. Go do something. I got to go pick up Gigi. But,
all right. Well, you want to record something, David?
Yeah, you guys can record something.
Yeah, sure, if you want.
Or we can wait. Like, whatever you guys want. But yeah, I have to run. Go Yankees, hey?
Go Sox.
All right, thanks, guys. I'll talk to you later, Dave. Just
right,
let
buddy,
me know.
Okay,
bye-bye. Thanks, man.
All right, well, I think we can record something, just kind of what we've been talking about here, and just go through the basics. So we'll just talk. Well, I mean, I think we were already on a good track there, just hitting the mega merger as one of the points, and the Barrick as a bottom. I think you made a good point about GDX trading kind of where it was at 1375 gold.
Oh, remember that 1375 was the line in the sand when the gold price was building that huge 6-year base.
Yeah, I remember it couldn't get above it.
It couldn't break above there.
Yeah.
It ran right up to 1375 in 6 months, and that went from 1050 to 1375 and got stopped there.
Yeah, like three times.
Yeah. And the first time it got stopped there, the GDX peaked out at 31, right? It's at 30 right now, and gold is what? $400 higher.
That's a great point, man. I think we should make that point because it is trading like it's trading. It's anticipating gold crashing, and that's not what we're seeing.
It's anticipating gold losing 1675 and going to 1550. It's like, who's right? I mean, I don't see it happening. I think the bears have shot their wad. I don't think they've got anything left because they've done everything they could to try to break this trend down. And in order to break it down, they got to get it below 1675. And each time it's gotten near there, we saw strong buying coming in. Because let's face it, it's being manipulated. I mean, all markets are manipulated. And the gold market is being manipulated. You can manipulate inside of a trend, but you can't manipulate a trend. So I think they've shot their wad here. I think that last day on the quarter was like saving grace.
Okay. Well, I think these are great points to make.
Okay.
Let's just go for it. I've started recording just a few minutes ago, and we should be good to go there. So let me just think how I want to bring this in. Hello, and welcome into the KE Report. We are talking today with Dave Erfley, founder and editor of the Junior Miner Junkie, and we're going to be talking all things precious metals.